There's a rare treat on the horizon this week when the planet Uranus makes its closest approach to Earth. This occurs simultaneous to its opposition with the Sun, and it means conditions are just right for catching a glimpse of the elusive planet with the naked eye. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. And the reason seeing Uranus with the naked eye is so exciting is because it was the first planet discovered with the use of a telescope. But right now, you might be able to see it without the aid of telescopes or binoculars. Now, William Herschel discovered Uranus in 1781, and he was born in Germany, but he migrated to England at the age of 19 as a musician, and he really didn't start his serious astronomical research until he was in his 30s. When he discovered Uranus, Herschel had hoped to honor his patron, King George of England, with the discovery, so he suggested to his colleagues that they call the new planet Georgium Sidus, the Georgian planet. But this was in the 1780s, and at the time, King George wasn't such a popular guy. His American colonists were rebelling and the French were spoiling for revolution. So it was German astronomer Johann Ehlert Bode who first suggested the name Uranus for the planet. But even this name didn't achieve common use for another 50 years. So the name Uranus refers to the Greek god of the heavens, about whom it was written, "Since nothing is, strictly speaking, created, but procreated, some have said that Uranus, sky, is the son of Gaia, Earth, who came into being shortly after chaos. Uranus, who was the first ruler of the universe, covered Gaia on every side and became in time the abode of the gods." William Herschel died in England in 1822 at the age of 84, which, coincidentally, is the same number of years it takes his planet Uranus to complete one orbit of the sun. Look for Uranus in the southeast this week, a blue-green dot among the stars of Pisces. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.